Well, more grace to everybody. Thank you, everybody, for being on here, hearing the word of the Lord, trusting the word of the Lord that comes out of my mouth. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. We're living at a time now where there is a famine in the land, not for food or water, but for hearing the word of the Lord. And I'm just so excited about what God is doing in my life because he has promised me some great things, some powerful things that he's about to do in my life. Well, you that are followers of this ministry and this mantle and anointing, we know that when the man of God speaks, initially we start with a seed. So everybody right now, go ahead and sow your seed of $20 at $PBCJR. That's right, $PBCJR on Cash App. Just let's go ahead and give out $20 seed now. Amen. The word of God declares, it said, what shall we bring the prophet that he may what? Tell us our way. We see that in the scripture. What shall we bring the prophet for him to tell us our way? So when you sow into this anointing and sow, I believe that God's getting ready to do some great things in your life. And great clarity and insight and revelation and great doors are getting ready to be open for you. So again, I want to challenge everybody under the sound of my voice to get your $20 seed and let's sow it as we prepare to hear the word of the Lord that God is doing. With that being said, while I'm waiting on you to sow your seed, pray for me. This week I go to Indianapolis, Indiana. I'll be ministering there on, when am I ministering there? Friday and Saturday. Great time in the Holy Ghost. God's going to move in a powerful way. We're expecting a great move of the Spirit and for God to show himself mighty in the lives of his people. Amen. So I just want to challenge all of you all to meet me at anybody who's in that vicinity area. We're going to have a great time there in Indianapolis, Indiana. That's Friday and Saturday. That's one. Number two, I want to say to everybody that I am so excited about what God is doing in my life and the doors that are opening, the instruction, the revelation, the insight that he's given us. I believe God told me on the other day some things that he's about to do in my life over the course of the next 3 years, things that I'm to prepare for, things that I'm to get ready for, things that I'm to pray about, things that I have to get busy doing. The Lord told me about a month ago that I was lazy, and I didn't receive that, but I have to. There's so much that God is preparing me for that I want to prepare for and get my spirit right, get in the right place for what he's about to do. So, again, I want to put that challenge out there to everybody. It's time to get busy doing what God has called you to do. I am so excited about where God is taking me and the works that I'm getting ready to do as I'm working on this school of the prophets that God has us working on. And as I'm preparing myself for the ministers, some instructions that God has given me for my ministers, which means I got to rest some more and I'm about to work some more. And somebody said, well, prophet, can you do any more work? I promise you I can. There's a whole lot more to be done. And I'm ready to do what it is that God has called me to do on a greater level and a greater measure. I'm ready to write books. Amen. I'm ready to write curriculums. I'm ready to do all of those things that God has called me to do as I prepare for where he's taking me. So I'm going to tell you something. I want to say that you need to get connected this anointing, because this anointing is about to take off. And I'm telling what I know by the Spirit, the big things, the great things. You know, the Lord rebuked me the other day I was talking to the Lord because Charlotte Church is beginning to grow by leaps and bounds, and Jacksonville Church is growing. Here I am. I was sitting there, and I was saying to the Lord, I said, Lord, you know, I put so much money into the church, and I put so much money into the kitchen, and so much money into the cafe, Lord, and I don't want to put all that money into it to have to leave it. And the Lord spoke to me and said, you're limiting me. You know, and I had to take that rebuke. I'm limiting God as if God, as if God can't do better, as if the same God who provided where we are and provided what we presently have and gave us what we presently have doesn't have the power to provide for the next place and the next place. And it just showed me that a lot of times we limit God. The Bible declares that they limited the Holy One of Israel. And a lot of times we limit God through our stinking thinking and always think that, you know, Lord, you didn't bring me this far to have me to do this. Or, Lord, I don't think you sent me to school for me to do this. I'm telling you, stop limiting God. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above. So that challenged me and pushed me out there. Because here I am thinking in my small mind, you know, Lord, I done paid. I mean, y'all, I put $1 million into that facility. And that's no exaggeration. With the renovations, with the kitchen, with the cafe, with the bathrooms, and even down at the Jacksonville location church, the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars that was put into the bathroom and to the place and doing all that, none of those things are cheap. Sound systems. And here I am. Here I am. Saying, Lord, I put all that money. I don't want to put all that money into a building just to have to go somewhere else. And then the Holy Ghost said to me, you're limiting me. Now, I just want to start at that point right there for somebody, because somebody I'm on this phone with is limiting God. And you think that you wasted. I'm telling you that there's no such thing as wasting in the spirit. Your cup runs over. Amen. You got to understand that you got to think on a big level and stop thinking that because you run out, heaven is running out. Amen. Heaven has a vast supply. You are the source of my supply. Lord, I praise and lift you high. There is no shortage. Amen. And I come to encourage a young man, encourage a young lady, an old man and an old lady, that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. There's somebody on this call right now. You are limiting God. And God has such great plans for you, such big plans for you, but you're limiting him to your age. You're limiting him to your career. You're limiting him to your ability. No, I'm telling you, it's time to expand. It's time to enlarge your territory. That's 2 Chronicles 4:9. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. That was Jabez. That was a bad name that his mama gave him. His mama gave him a terrible name. That name meant pain. Jabez's name meant pain. But he went to God and said, Lord, I do not want to live under the pronunciation that's been put on me by my parents. I don't want to live under the limit that was declared over me from my mother and father. He went to God and said, Lord, bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. And that's what God is doing for you. That's what God is doing for me. You're not on this call. You're not on this call by accident. Are you listening to me? And I'm telling you that God is getting ready to do so much in your life that it's going to blow your mind, but you got to take the limits off. Amen. Let your cup run over. Stop thinking in a box. God is bigger. And that's why the Lord has told me, just start expanding. Put your hand in it. Amen. Touch it. He already told me whatever I put my hands to do, he'll cause it to prosper. I have to stand on that. I have to believe that. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and it addeth no sorrow. So God has me just searching myself and searching who's around me. I'm doing this talking because I've challenged everybody at the beginning of this call to go to $PBCJR and go ahead and sow your $20 seed. Go ahead and sow that seed now in faith to the man of God. What shall we bring the prophet that he may tell us our way? That's a biblical principle that you want to live by. That anytime I come in the presence of a prophet, anytime I come in the presence of a man of God, amen, anytime I come in the presence of a prophet, I come with a gift. That's biblical. That's a biblical principle. When they came to see Jesus, he hadn't even walked into who he was supposed to be yet, but they came bearing gifts. When they stood before the prophet Samuel, they said, we're not going to go before him without a gift. The Bible declares, what shall I render? Psalm, unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me. I will drink the cup of salvation, and I will call on the name of the Lord. You always come before a man of God with an offering. And somebody said, well, I'm not before you. Well, you hear my voice. And that's all the prophet represents, the voice of God. He's the voice of God. He's the eyes of God. He speaks into your life and gives you clarity. Oh, what privilege it is to have a prophet in your life. So with that being said, I've challenged everybody on this call to go to $PBCJR and sow that $20 seed. But with that being said, the Spirit of God has been having me make sure I surround myself with the right people. And I want to say this to you all that I'm talking to on this call, that it's very important who you have around you in this season. You know, they said that you might have an average person. I was listening to something today, and it said an average person has about 7 people lead their life in a lifetime. An average person, they have about 7 people who they trusted as friends lead their life. But they said a pastor deals with 7 people a year. And I don't care if you got 20 members or 20,000 members, you have people who say that they were committed to you, and you will find out that over time people change. But I want to talk to you in this season because it's very important to make sure you are paying attention to who's in your circle. Make everything intentional. Pay attention to the people who invest everything to stay in your favor. That's very important what I said. As a leader, as a man of God, as an alpha man, as a leader, as a prophet, as a business owner, I pay attention to the people who invests everything to stay in my favor. I told you that one dear brother who just drove from last night, got done ministering, Brother Freddie, got done ministering in Jacksonville, got in a truck, drove me to Charlotte. Amen. I drove back. And I made him take money from me. I gave him a little change, made him take it. Amen. I just made him do it. Amen. I pay attention to people who say things to me like, I'm just a phone call away. I was so blessed today. I told my mother something. And she said, come here. And she called me and we had a homegoing celebration at the church today. And she called me into the office. And she said, I want to say something to you. And she just went to crying. Tell her how proud of me she was. And started making me cry. But just, I don't even know what to say. She said, you told God yes. You didn't have to. You didn't have to surrender to him. She said, but my life has been impacted because of your yes. Hundreds of other people's lives have been impacted because of your yes. I was moved by that. I pay attention to the people who invest everything to stay in my favor. People who want to know when you're sick. People who want to know when you're struggling. People who want to know when you're ill, when you're not feeling well. You pay attention to that. People who are not afraid to stand up for you. when someone's attacking you, somebody's speaking down against you, people who are not afraid to speak up for you. I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit. I'm telling you things that you need to be careful of. These are the, I have friends or individuals in my life who will never hurt me. They will never destroy me. They will never talk bad about me. They won't stand up for me either. They won't stop an attack. You know? They won't stop people from talking about it. I mean, they won't do it, but if they hear it being done, they don't shut it down. The difference. Pay attention to people. That if someone speaks against you, they will speak up for you and say, you're not going to do that around me. Understand that. Protect people who love you and fight for you. Protect people who love you and fight for you. If you ever find somebody trustworthy in your life, I'm talking about that you can completely trust with your secrets, with your weaknesses, with your fears, with your strengths, don't leave their side. And so I'm paying attention to that because I know where God's getting ready to take me. And I know that it's very adamant that if God elevates you, that you have people around you who have your best interests at heart, people who are there for you. And I told you, I'm into this personality thing. I'm going to just put this little plug in here while I can. I just shared on the book club that here in Charlotte, I own a lab. And in the lab that I own, you can actually go inside of the lab and they can get a swab of your DNA, a swab of your blood, however they do it, and you can go inside and it will, in a couple of weeks, return and tell you everything about your personality, the things that whether you're agreeable, whether you're anxious, whether you're angry, how you act, how you respond. You know, that's something that I invested in, not just going online and taking a test, but I'm not talking about actually going into a lab, giving them your DNA, and they're able to investigate certain things about your behavior, able to let you know. I mean, all kind of things. Your how extrovert you are. Whether you're a warrior or a worrier, you know, let you know your pain threshold, sleep duration, you know, your attention span, your IQ, your memory, your happiness, your anger, you know, your alcohol dependence, and whether you're erotic or not. Are you listening to me? These are things that I'm probably going to make all the people around me begin to go in there and take some tests. My employer said, you need to be tested. I need to figure out why I'm dealing with the demon in you. Yeah, but all I'm saying is, and by the way, if you're interested in any anywhere near Charlotte, you can just go to firstchoicehire.com. Firstchoicehire.com. You can schedule an appointment to go in and do that. Of course, it's not free. It's just a little fee. But you can schedule an appointment to do that. And it can help you begin to investigate things about yourself. You should be on, I heard someone say today, a soul journey. You should be trying to become a better you. You don't want to stay where you are. And most of us invest in everything but ourselves. Amen. And you will invest in that outer man. You'll pay $100 to get your hair fixed, and you pay $100 to get waxed, and $100 to get haircuts, and $100 for clothes, and hundreds of dollars to get your hair done, all these things, but will not invest in the things that matter. All right? So I want to say that to you today. These are things that you need to invest in so that you can figure out why you are the way you are and make those adjustments. And again, that's Brian Karn, I'm sorry, that's firstchoicehire.com. And I think it's firstchoicehirecharlotte.com. com. So it's firstchoicehireclt.com. I believe that's right. You can do that and give you the information you need. He can make you an appointment to find out what's wrong with you. Amen. What's right with you? I just want to put that plug in there. But I told you that I have an assignment to get some increase to you. And I know by the Spirit that God is about to do some powerful things in your life. And I was talking to the Lord, you know, I was in the Word of God, still looking at that spirit of greed. I'm telling you, some of us are so bound by the spirit of greed, we don't even recognize it. We're living in a time now where people are thinking against Scripture. Many people are not interested in God and are not interested in church. They're not interested in the things of God. And I'm telling you all, you have to be very careful, because I want you to know that positive thinking doesn't replace a born-again spirit. Positive thinking. Don't get into this new age stuff where you don't recognize the difference between new age and the gospel. A lot of this stuff is new age, and they're taking principles from the Word of God and applying them into these other spheres so that they don't have to accept Jesus. Amen. But I want to let you know, I don't care how wonderful you think, you can't change your nature. That's supernatural. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. That's supernatural. So we was in Luke, the 16th chapter, and we talked about that steward. And remember, I told you that all application of Scripture is based on context. Whenever you understand Scripture, I always remember that. All application of Scripture is based on context. When you take a Scripture out of its context, you con the text. So all of our life, you know, we're seeing the Scripture in Luke. If you be faithful over a little, God will make you rule over much. And we use that to say, well, if you be faithful with two homes, God will give you 10 homes. Or if you be faithful with this little task God's given you, God will give you great. And I'm telling you that that's a great principle. But in the 16th chapter of Luke passage, the least in this text is money. And he's dealing with a steward who was not faithful with money. And according to the Word of God, okay, according to the Word of God, I can tell you can be trusted with based on how you handle money. I just had a family member who came to my home, and they took money without my permission. I told them, you have to leave. They didn't get my permission. I don't care if it's $1. I don't care if it's $1,000. You don't just take someone's money. Until you can be trusted with based on how you handle money. I'm telling you that money is the center focus for how you know you will be used of God. If you can't be trusted with money, I promise you, if you can't be trusted with money, the Word of God declares that he will not commit to you the true riches of God. Now, I'm not teaching you this to get money from you, because God has to be your source. God is my source, but I'm trying to show you how to trust God so you don't have to bow to the world system for money. I'm trying to show you this so you don't have to bow to the world system for money. Compromising, doing all kind of things, overworking yourself, able to spend no time with God, triple time, double time, overtime, part time, can't give God no time, all because you bow to this system called money. You see the 12th chapter, I believe the book of Mark, you see that Jesus went into the temple and he watched the money. All of these people were giving away money, but he watched the widow her mite. The Bible declares that even though numerically she gave less, in trust she gave more. That's what God was saying. He was saying she gave less in money, but she gave more in trust. And everything about the new covenant is, will you trust God? That's the issue. I mean, 68 times Jesus brought up money. And what God is trying to say to you, something out there, whether it be a doctor, whether it be money, whether it be your job, something out there is trying to get your trust. And if you give it your trust, it's going to end up ruining your life. God is saying, trust me, not the money. That's what it's all about. Trust me, not money that you've acquired. Trust me, not your job. Trust me, not your education. Trust me, not your ability. Trust me. This is very important. And he's dealing with this because he's coming after the spirit of greed. In the 16th chapter of the book of Luke, he uses the word, you can't trust God or you can't serve God and mammon. He uses mammon. Mammon was the name of a Syrian god that was in Babylon. All right? So it's not money, but it's mammon. Because I've said money, you can't serve God and money. But it's not money. Nothing is wrong with money. Money is not the root of all evil. But the love of money is the root of all evil. So it wasn't money that he was dealing with, but he was dealing with the spirit of greed that can get attached to you when you get that money. And when that greed, that spirit of greed comes on you and gets in the picture, I promise you, it will oppose God. It gets you to a point where you start saying, I don't trust God because I have money. And some of you say, I would never say that. That's true. You don't say it. You just do it. You live it. It's like a person who says they believe that God is God, but their lifestyle shows something else. Most of us say we trust God, but your lifestyle shows something else. Are you listening to me? It's a perversion. It's a deception. It's a seduction that wants you to put money before God, that wants you to pursue wealth and not God, that wants you to work these jobs when you're going after this money and going after it so much that you're not faithful anymore, you're not committed. You don't do what you used to do because you're chasing money. And the enemy wants you to start believing that that money or that spirit of greed can take care of your needs. And you know when it's there, because when that spirit of greed gets in your life, you do whatever you can to get money. You're a lie, you're a cheat, you're a steal, you're a deceive, you're a connive, you're a manipulate. You'll cheat on your taxes. You find out that there's money being given out by the government. You don't even have a business, but you'll go and make up a business just so you can get some money. Uh-oh, I just hit a demon. You don't even have children, but you'll ask somebody for their children, or you'll say all so you can get more money on your income tax. It's the spirit of greed. Or you go to certain people to do your income taxes, to put perversions and to be deceptive in income taxes. Why? Because the spirit of greed is in operation in your life. Pray you understanding what I'm saying. It's that spirit of greed when it gets in your life. You do anything for money. Walk over people, mishandle people, mistreat people, dishonor people, all for the dollar. Now, I'm telling you, money is not the devil. All of the people in the Bible that we look up to wasn't broke. Solomon wasn't broke. Abraham wasn't broke. But the issue is the spirit of greed. That spirit of mammon, that spirit of greed, lets you be on time. It'll let you be on. I'm telling you when it's an operation in your life. You'll be on time to that job. You'll be on time for that check. but you'll walk in late to church. You know why? Because the spirit of greed is controlling your life. Job tell you to be there at 9 o'clock, you there at 8:50. You struggle, you don't do it. You may be late once, but you don't make it a habit of being late. But you'll take your time to get to the sanctuary. You'll take your time to get to prayer. You'll take, come on, I need an amen, because nobody's saying hallelujah, and I think I'm beating your flesh down, and you don't like it, but it's okay. I'm coming after the spirit of greed. Because it won't hold you back. Some of you are missing it. I mean, you're faithful to that job on time. They tell you to be there at a certain time, you're there. And you put up with people that you don't want to put up with at that job. You know why? Because you serve in greed. It's your God. So it tells you what to do. You committed to it. You're dedicated. Faithful. Don't get the job you don't like. People at the job mistreat you. People around you disrespect you. But guess what you do? You still go. Because you're committed to the spirit of greed. But you'll walk in church late. Service starts at 7, you get at 8 o'clock. You both have time with her. You take your time. And it's because you don't trust God. You trust that job. And I'm telling you, the reason Satan uses money, the reason Satan comes after you like that is because Satan wants to be like God. Let me help you. Let me help you. I think that's Isaiah 14. Well, we saw that he wanted to be like the Most High. So what Satan did is he wants to come up with a tool that is opposite of the anointing for you to trust in. The anointing is what causes yokes to be destroyed. The anointing is what causes burdens to be removed. And I'm telling you that whatever you can do natural, when the anointing gets on, it makes it bigger and it makes it greater. If you're a teacher naturally, when that anointing gets on you, your teaching will take you places that a person with education couldn't go because of the anointing. If you're anointed and you got a gift, and when you get up, folk are vexed, that ain't no anointing, baby. Because the anointing is a burden removing, yoke destroyer. That's what the anointing does. Are you listening to me? But Satan needs an opposite. And money is the imposter. Satan uses money like God uses the anointing. If y'all get what I just said, I need an amen. I need a glory. I need a thank you, Jesus. I need a, that's right. I said Satan uses money like God uses the anointing. Because Satan always wants an opposite. Fear is the opposite of faith. God needs faith. Satan needs fear. You understand that? I said God needs faith, but Satan needs fear. Because he always needs an opposite. God wants praise. The devil wants you to complain. Because all complaining is praise to the devil. So just like God likes to hear you uplift him what he's doing, when you complain, that's your praise to the enemy. Because you're letting him know what he's doing is working. We, God, meditate on the word. But worrying is the opposite of meditation. I get what I'm saying. The devil always needs an opposite. So just like we meditate on the word, the enemy has you meditating on your problem, which is nothing but worry. Brother Khan can't get no amen. I'm out there, I can't get no amen, no hallelujah, no thank you, Jesus. Ain't nobody shouting, but it's okay. Because I'm coming after the spirit of greed in your life. And greed makes promises that it can't keep. And God told me, he said, you teach on this because I'm going to begin to increase my people. And I'm going to bless them. And I'm going to favor them. And I'm going to honor them. But if the spirit of greed is on your life and God begins to give you money, I promise you, what was sent to be a blessing is going to end up pulling you away from him. And nothing is wrong with the money. But it's the spirit of greed that you didn't handle before you got it. And the Satan uses a strong distraction, money. So you don't even pray. Now you got money and you don't pray about getting a car no more. And that's what happened. You pray, you trust him when you don't have it. But the minute you get it, you don't trust him. You don't ask him. You get your income tax money and make plans with it. Don't ask him. You don't pray. You don't acknowledge him. You get money. Stop making your own decisions. You say God called you somewhere. Greed, have you fallen in that? You make a commitment you make a commitment to the man of God. Make a commitment to where God has assigned you to be. But money calls you, and you'll come to that commitment and say, Pastor, I just need you to let me take 2 weeks, you know, because my job, because mammon. See, you serving mammon. You serving greed. If you don't be careful, it's going to take you out. And God told me to teach this. Now, I know people don't like to hear this. You don't want to hear this because you want me to tell you God's going to bless you. And he is. The Lord told me an instruction that he's about to do and something that I have to do. And let me tell you something. We're getting ready to see results. Somebody reached out to me and said, your words are powerful. I said, why you say that? They said, you said we're going to be getting checks every day. And they start showing me every day the unexpected money that hit their account. Believe the prophet. So shall you prosper. I'm telling you now, one thing that the enemy plants in the life of people to hinder them from receiving is familiarity. When you get familiar with an anointing, it hinders its ability to be able to speak in your life. And that's why what the enemy does with a person who's anointed is he sets up an opportunity for you to become offended by that person. Because once you become offended by them, you can't receive from them. And the power that they were supposed to do in your life is unable to do, all because you allow the spirit of offense to creep in through familiarity, and it hinders the yoke that they were supposed to destroy in your life. Jesus gets to Nazareth and can do no miracles save a few. And so you look at all the people around getting blessed, but you can't get blessed because you've allowed the enemy to set up a scandalizo, a trap, an offense to hinder that person from being able to be a blessing to you. The Bible said Jesus got to Nazareth and could only do few miracles because of their unbelief, familiarity. I was having a meeting with the ministers just the other day, and I said, they asked me a question, and I told them, my pastor can't offend me. I can't be offended by my pastor. There's nothing he can do to offend me, but that's the posture of my heart. I postured my heart that way, that he can't offend. Why? Because I need something from him, and I can't get it if I'm offended. Please hear me by the spirit of grace. God's getting ready to increase you. Every person on this call, if you're on this call, increase is coming to your house. Did you hear what I just said? I'm going to say it again. I said every person who is on this call, increase is coming to your house. You didn't get it. I'm going to say it again. I said every person on this call, increase is about to hit your house. But God has me targeting the spirit of greed so that when the increase comes, you don't end up losing it because you didn't hear his voice. And I'm telling you, God's about to do some awesome things in the lives of his people. I'm not telling y'all what I think. I'm not telling what I believe. I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit of God. I want to give you three instructions. I want to give you three instructions, and then I'm going to share with you something that I believe the Spirit of God wants me to share with you. I'm going to send you by email, and this is for everybody who follows this instruction. I'm going to do two things. I'm going to send you some oil that I'm praying over, but I'm also going to send you either by email or even by letter. I'm going to send you 58 covenant blessings that the Word of God has given us in the Scripture. One of those blessings are angelic protection. Another one is in abundance. One is for your family. It's a different one. But I'm going to send them all to you and the Scriptures. I'm going to send you the Scriptures. You're going to come in covenant. I learned of this years ago, maybe 2008 or 9. I was in Saginaw, Michigan, and challenged by the Lord to sow a $58 seed. That's right, a $58 seed. No one move right now. Wait on the Holy Ghost. I was challenged by the Lord to sow a $58 seed, and I sowed it. And I named it. And God, in 58 days, gave me $50,000. Told another couple who was trying to get a home to sow a $58 seed. They sold it. And I was shocked because I've sold more than $58 before. I've sold $1,000. I've sold $10. But there's something about the $58 seed that unlocks a covenant in your life. I remember when my ministry was restarting again, and I was getting ready to prepare, and God was getting ready to make me big. My mother sold a $58 seed concerning some paperwork for my nonprofit organization status years ago. She sold that seed, and I said, you name what you believe in God to do. She named for God to work out all of these things with the 501c3 at that time. Couldn't find, guess what? In a matter of days, the lady who built it called us, and we was able to do everything we needed to do. There's a 58 covenant that I've seen happen in the lives of those who followed the instructions. The first thing you're going to do, number one, everyone write this down. Everyone write this down. Before you go to bed tonight, everybody under the sound of my voice, you're going to answer these three questions. Every person under the sound of my voice. Number one, what happened today that I'm grateful for? Every person under the sound of my voice, write these questions down. What happened today that I'm grateful for? Number two, which actions moved me towards my goal? Number three, are there any changes I can make? What happened today that I'm grateful for? Number two, which actions moved me towards my goals? Number three, are there any changes that I can make? That's the first thing you're going to do. Before you go to bed, that's what you're going to do tonight. That's number one. Number two, you're going to go to briancarn.com, briancarn.org, and you're going to sow a $58 seed. Not to me, to the ministry. And I want you to believe God for one thing that you need him to do in the next 58 days. I'm very serious about what I'm saying. Now, don't put stupid stuff. Give me $1 billion in 58 days. For what? You're not even financially literate to handle it. But there's something that you need to make a covenant with God with the $58 seed. All of you who do this, you will be receiving in the mail a bottle of oil. You will also get an email if you send your email when you sow your seed online. But you'll also get in the mail with you the 58 scriptures that you need to get in the habit of. These are covenant blessings. 58 covenant blessings are attached to these 58 scriptures. You need to become familiar with these. Are you listening? I said you need to become familiar with these. God spoke to me one time and told me to sow one for my niece, and I did. And what I saw God manifest in her life blew my mind. There was a wonderful couple trying to sell a home. They came to me and I said, bring me a $58 seed with the address of the home you're trying to sell and watch God. I don't know what it is about the $58 seed, but I'm telling you that the $58 seed will change your life. Apostle Abercrombie had over $10 million of debt, came to a service, and sold a $58 seed and has the paperwork for debt cancellation of $10 million from a $58 seed. You're going to sow tonight at briancarn.com, briancarn.org, a $58 seed. And I'm going to send you a covenant bottle of oil. Now, some of you have oil and you never use it. And that's so crazy to me. And it's because you don't believe in this stuff. See, I know that this stuff works. I know that the anointing is tangible. Hallelujah. It's transferable. I know that the anointing oil works. I'm telling you what I heard. I'm telling you what I've seen happen in the life of God's people who work it. And I'm challenging every person under the sound of my voice, every individual under the sound of my voice. I would do it now if I could. I would do it now as quick as you can. But you got 58 hours to get a hold to a $58 seed and get it in the ground. There's some oil that I'll be praying over. It's covenant oil. You will take this oil. You will put it on your purse. You will put it on your children. You will put it on your wallets. And watch God. It's a $58 covenant seed. Some of you may need to sow one for you and one for your business. Some of you may need to sow one for your children. Each child, I don't know. But I know by the Spirit of grace, there's 1,000 people on this line. And I was challenged to challenge everybody to sow a 58. A dear sister came up to me today. I don't know why people don't follow the instructions of the prophet. I told the dear sister she was trying to get home. She went through a sister in the church. And guess what? Got approved just like that. Came up to me today with a testimony. Pastor, I got approved. All I got to do is sign the paperwork. This is what God does. Hey! Whatever he tells you to do, do it. I told you all something that I felt was very profound. The disciples did not follow Jesus as God. They didn't know he was God. They had no idea. You know, a lot of times we look at the Bible and we don't get it. We don't understand that they didn't have a Bible. We got one. They didn't have nothing to turn to. They had to trust the words that came out of his mouth. But they say, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher sent from God. How you know? No man can do these miracles except God be with him. You better know when you're in the presence of a man sent from God. You better know when you're in the presence of a man that's sent from God. Miracles don't confirm the man. It confirms the God in the man. Yes, I said it. That's powerful, too, what I said. It's confirmed. That's a scripture. I got scripture for that. Hold on 1 minute. Hold on 1 minute. That's why the church is going to have to get back to the miraculous. It's in the power of God. In Demeneke Shalamanda. And we got to do it with boldness. We got to do it with boldness. The scripture just came to me. Hallelujah. Yeah. Acts 2:22. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you. What was his approval? By miracles and wonders and signs. That's God's approval. That's God's approval. Miracles, signs, and wonders. You in a church ain't got none, I'm coming to tell you the reason your church don't have miracles, signs, and wonders is because there's no approval. God ain't approved it. Amen. We just had someone in Jacksonville come back with a testimony. I pointed to her. She had stage 4 cancer. This just happened at the Jacksonville church. She had stage 4 cancer. Never laid hands on her. I pointed at her and said, you healed. And she just sent back testimony that she went back to the doctor cancer free. This thing is real. You tell me what I heard? I'm telling you what God do. So I'm challenging every person under the sound of my voice. You're sowing a $58 seed now at briancarn.com. Not you're sowing it into the ministry, not to me personally. You're sowing it into the ministry. BrianCarn.com, BrianCarn.org. If you have to mail it, you can mail it to P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. But we're sowing a $58 covenant seed. You'll be receiving a bottle of blessed oil. And you'll be receiving those 58 covenant scriptures that you're going to begin to implore. You're going to command. You're going to decree. And you're going to see the manifestation of it in your life. Telling you what I know. A sign be unto you. They're going to begin to discuss new presidents outside the scope of Biden and Trump. Both of them are getting ready to be attacked on historic levels. than they've never known. And the world will look and see a unique face of power by 2025. Write these things down. December is going to showcase a very famous and unusual death. I saw a famous sports player have a car accident. October is going to showcase a new beginning for one political leader, and this one is going to be unexpected. 2025 will be a year nobody saw coming. It's going to be the ultimate curveball, the ultimate detour, and it'll be the mystery that made history. That's 2025. Within 12 days from today, within 12 days from today, a new storm is going to be announced. Mark the calendar, 12 days. I saw a volcano on the news. It's an unusual beginning that's going to baffle one community. And then I also see a new series of fire that's going to come to America. And this is, I'm talking about separate from the volcano. I saw a volcano affect the whole community, but then I saw a series of fires that's going to come to America. I want to release a prophetic word and tell everybody, make sure you have all your information under lock, you know, grid lock, because I saw a major cyber attack hack that's going to force a unique change within one group, and this is going to be broadcasted soon. I'm telling you, I saw a hacker who's going to alter a major hack. So let's make sure our stuff is in order. Kolobo sitala ba sande elandele kiala la mandala kosha. I'm telling you that I saw a massive shooting. I said massive shooting in the state of Georgia and in the state of Tennessee. Wouldn't be surprised if maybe somebody, I don't know if the person's going to leave Georgia and go to Tennessee or they're going to find them, but I'm telling you, I saw a major shooting in either the state of Georgia and the state of Tennessee. And this will happen very soon. We have to pray. We have to pray. And it's not an old person. This is a young person behind this shooting. I see a young person behind this shooting. Telling you what I know by the Spirit of grace. It is late. I don't want to hold you. But I tell you something. I want to get you to a place where you understand. Do not be controlled by the spirit of greed. When the man of God gives an instruction, obey it. Because it'll change your life. I am the fruit of obeyed instructions. Increase is coming to your house. Do not be bound by the spirit of greed. I will not be bound by the spirit of greed. Come on, declare that. I will not be bound by the spirit of greed. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. I don't care if you get an attitude. I said, say it again. Words matter. I will not be bound by the spirit of greed. I will not be overtaken by the spirit of greed. I will not be bound by, I will not serve mammon. I will not serve greed. Telling you what works. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you in the next 58 days to send a surplus of miracles. I'm asking you to overturn decisions that were made against them, legally and even financially. Father, I'm asking in the name of Jesus that as they obey the word of the prophet, that they will see notable miracles in the next 58 days. Lord, you challenge me to challenge everybody tonight to sow a $58 seed. And every person who sows it, I'll be sending oil to, and I'll be sending you the 58 covenant blessing that you can implore and you can command. And you're going to use this oil, and you're going to put it in your purse. Amen. You're going to put it in your pocketbook. You're going to put it in your, do people still say pocketbook? You let y'all know I've been around old people. And you're going to put it in your wallet. Amen. And you're going to put it on your money. Watch God. One instruction can change your life. And I'm so excited about where God is about to take you. I'm so excited about the doors that are about to be opened in my life and in yours. I'm so excited about the soul journey that you're on to become a better you. With that being said, it's praying time, church. I'm telling you, I see a young man shooter. He's not old at all. This is a young shooter. Georgia, Tennessee, we got to pray. Hallelujah. I also see a baseball player getting out of here, too. I don't know what that means, but it looks like he's a legendary baseball player is what I'm seeing. It's not like a young one. This is a legendary baseball player. So many people are getting out of here. A rock star is about to get out of here. Even see a political. Let me say this. I see the flag half-mast. There's coming a sudden death even in Congress. I'm telling you, things are getting ready to shift, and this death in Congress is going to cause such an uproar. I say this death in Congress is going to cause such an uproar about the putting in of who's going to fill that seat. But I saw the flag half-mast. BrianKarn.com, BrianKarn.org, you're sowing that $58 seed. I'm sowing it. If you're mailing it, it's P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. If you need to know about that personality, that thing I told you, you can do that at firstchoicehireclt.com. They got to make an appointment. You got to go into the lab and allow them to do it. Pray for me because I'm excited about what God's about to take you and where he's taking me and where he's taking us. And somebody said, well, prophet, you've been doing these clarion calls every week. God told me to. But it's only going to last through September. And I'm going into fasting, and the Lord told me today it's time for a fast. And my answer was, yes, Lord. Amen. He told me that today. He said, I'm getting ready to put you on a fast real soon. I thank God for the preparation. Glad he didn't tell me go on a fast. He said, but I'm getting ready to put you on a fast. Amen. This week, I will not be in Houston. I will not be in Jacksonville. Both churches will be ministered to by Pastor Rashawn Wilson. He'll be ministering in Jacksonville, and he'll be ministering at the Houston location. So please, let's make sure we support. We're there and in place. And I'll be in Charlotte, hallelujah, at 3 o'clock on Sunday. And as you know, on Friday and Saturday, I'll be at Indianapolis with my dearest pastor, Bishop Gates. I love you all, and I know that the blessing of God that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow is coming to your house. When your man of God speaks, whoever that man of God is, whatever he tells you to do, you do it. Because your blessing is in your obedience. I love you. And Father, again, because you made a covenant with me when I was a kid, you told me whatever I speak, you, the Lord, will personally back it up. So in the name of Jesus, I release increase into the lives of those who are obedient to the instruction of the prophet. I'm getting my oil together to send to every one of you who sows that $58 seed. I need you to sow it online so I know who you are and I know your address so I can make sure I mail it to you and get it to you. Because there are great days ahead for you. You're sowing that $58 seed now at briancarn.com, briancarn.org. Or you're mailing it, but please make sure you give me that address. Very shortly, we'll be sending to you. Also, by the way, maybe in a couple of days, to stay in tune to the website, you'll be able to go online and order your water. You know, it's $2.99 a bottle and $30 for a case, and you'll be able to order it. That's in Jacksonville. That's anywhere, all over the world. We'll be able to order that water, and it'll be sent to you. So I'll let you know in the next couple of days. I'll do a video and let you know you can start ordering them. Amen. I'm excited about it. Jacksonville, it should be some on the way to you right now as we speak. But I love you. I'm praying for you. Ha, Mama Shakalamanda, I believe in you. And I'm excited about what God's getting ready to do in your life. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. More grace. Kitama Sokoto.